This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Welcome back to the show. 2 minutes after the hour, 1 o'clock. That's our time this morning. This is, of course, the second hour of the Power Zone right here on Power 98.7, the Wednesday edition of the show. I told you guys that we have a jam-packed show for you this morning in terms of those interviews that we have lined up for you this morning. We started off between 1 o'clock and 1:30 with Mafule Moswane. He's an ambassador, of course, for the hashtag Make Education Fashionable. He's also one person that is a thought leader, a creative writer, a researcher, an aspiring singer, we are told here, a revolutionary lover. This is my guest this hour, in this segment, who'll be coming through to reflect on the latest in terms of this campaign, the hashtag Make Education Fashionable campaign. This is, of course, a campaign led by Professor Mamokgethi Phakeng, Professor Kgethi Phakeng, affectionately known as a deputy mother, just pushing to participate but in making sure that we make education fashionable. So Mafule will tell us about the latest installment of this campaign. Of course, on the 2nd of December every year, they are invited by the professor to form part of this campaign. This is a campaign that we've seen as well on social media just gain traction. So Mafule will tell us all about it. And I also would like to gauge, Mafule on the issues of unemployment around young people. Following the numbers that were released by the Statistician General, at least the unemployment rate has kind of went down a bit. But still, young people are in the receiving end when it comes to just not having jobs, right? So Mafule does a lot of work with young people, also preparing them for the world of higher education and eventually the world of work, right? So this is where we'll just try to understand really what they are pushing as well, in the space that he finds himself in. But you at home, you're welcome to join in on 0861 987 000. Mafule, a very good morning to you, sir, and welcome to the show.
Thank you so very much, Katlego. A very good morning to you and all the listeners at home.
Our aspiring singer, man, our aspiring singer.
In a nutshell.
Are you well, brother?
All is well. All is well. Glad to be here with you to have a conversation.
Yeah, no, we appreciate having you on. It's always lovely to have you on. And I love the fact that here we're talking about a campaign that is just something that is a welcome move when you look at how, people keep punting education. We're talking about also the issues of unemployment. And we know very well that, we always encourage people to go into the space of education. Study as much as you can, position yourself for the world of work, arm yourself with all of those qualities and qualifications that will set you apart, that will make you, one person that is, well poised to come through with solutions here. But we're seeing every year on the 2nd of December, the Professor Mamokgethi Phakeng, just gathering, young people that are ambassadors in this space to push this hashtag Make Education Fashionable. It has gained traction as well on social media, on Twitter as well. It's something that she always punts, and we are seeing that this year was no different. We have all of you guys as activists and all of you guys as those that are working ambassadors within the space being invited to continue on this trajectory of a hashtag Make Education Fashionable. Tell us about this this campaign. How did you, become part of this campaign? And really, what have we seen this year where the hashtag Make Education Fashionable is concerned?
Thank you so very much, Katleo. The campaign historically started in 2015 and it was started by Prof. Parkin to just share a story of hope with other people. And it was her story that inspired other people that she started to say, I would love for more people to tell their stories. And then in 2015, she started the campaign. And it has since grown to be one of the most impactful and followed hashtags. So ever since I've learned about the campaign, I've always been sharing my story every year under the hashtag Make Education Fashionable, to inspire other young people also across the world, because I think when you follow the hashtag, you get to realize that it's not only people from South Africa or Africa, but it's people across the world who are part of this campaign. And it's reaching a lot of people. And I'm so proud to be part of the campaign and to continuously and consistently contribute to storytelling and positive storytelling, really, because most stories that are positive are not shared or amplified in most instances. So to be part of those who are sharing powerful, inspirational stories with others, it's a great feeling and a privilege.
Yeah, I wanted to also understand, in terms of this campaign and you guys are becoming ambassadors, were you sourced from various institutions of higher learning? Were you sourced maybe because of the work that you are doing? I know you are one person that is, pushing work through the faculty, of course, the Faculty of Best Advisory. I know that is where we find you. But then in terms of those that become ambassadors, and maybe someone at home is like asking themselves, oh, I also want to become an ambassador. I also want to see myself every year on the 2nd of December, just forming part of this movement. How was it? How were you guys sourced?
Thank you so very much. So I think number one, everyone anywhere they are is invited to write and be an ambassador of this work, or everyone everywhere in the world. On the 2nd of December, they can share their story. But I think beyond obviously there are levels of relationship that one does have with Prof. Parkin, and for me, she has been my mentor. So the relationship also between a mentor and mentee is that also the mentee contributes to the work or other campaigns, for in these instances that the mentor might be involved in. So that's where I also come in at a very more intimate level in terms of contributions. So I support the campaign, and I've committed myself to sharing every year. And that's how I got to even know more about it. I've known about it for the longest time, and I know it happens annually.
Yeah. Mafule, how important is it that we really push to make education fashionable? I know that it's a very, hashtag that is now gaining traction, nationally. It has that footprint across various institutions of higher learning. How do we then, push to really make education fashionable? And when Professor Parkin started this, what was the idea behind us finding ourselves here as in hashtag make education fashionable?
Thank you so much. So there are historical reasons around it, and there are also reasons that are connected to the current conditions. So historically, you could remember very well that black people in particular were not having opportunities or were restricted from gaining educational opportunities, right? And we need to then to address those historical reasons to run campaigns to raise more awareness that as a people we should access these opportunities, but not only just access them, you know, do the best that we can when we are there in institutions of higher learning in particular to make progress. So I think the stories in particular that are being shared are not to make aware, particularly for the first generation students, right, who do not have people around them to help navigate the system, to say you can navigate the space of higher education by doing things in this way, by consulting with lecturers, by having mentors, as and when different people across the world share. So there is not going to be a single narrative that says this is how you go about making progress, but diverse people are contributing it. To people making progress in higher education. And furthermore, what then this does is that we are encouraging people to read and to write, right? In the past, they would say, if you want to hide money from a black person, put it inside a book. Do you hear what I'm saying? But now with this campaign, the people will be excited, as they always are, to read from different social media platforms of different individuals, even though they are not reading a book in particular, but they are reading, right? And where they are reading from using different social media platforms of driven by 21st century digital technologies. So this is advanced way of doing things that is related to the current circumstances and conditions. And I think it's the most powerful thing, because even we are ensuring that people give proper account of their own stories or histories, right? And they are owning that, and they are owning the narrative. And it's a beautiful thing to do, because we are humanizing the experience of everyone. Is this campaign is opened to black, white, young and old. So it's a powerful experience and an inclusive one in nature.
My guest this morning is Mafule Muswane. Of course, is coming through to speak to us this morning about the hashtag Make Education Fashionable, but just a campaign that is ongoing 365. But on the 2nd of December, we are seeing movements around the ambassadors coming through, coming together. So if you are one person that is part of this campaign, or you want to know some more about how you can join in, do call us on 0861 987 000, or of course you can go to hashtag PowerZone on Twitter, and you'll find me and Mafule there as we try to make sense of this campaign coming through really at a very important period. You had Mafule there talking about how we just are coming through solutions for some of the challenges that are facing this country, South Africa, and young people are really playing their part here through such initiatives, of course, important being just one being visible in this space, joining hands with like-minded people and just pushing to make education fashionable. But you are welcome to join us. He's here until the hour 1:30. I wanted to find out as well, Mafule, around the issues of mentors. You mentioned that Professor Pakeng has been your mentor for quite some time now. Do we see really this importance, this part of having a mentor coming through a very strong as we try to push to make education fashionable? Because I guess it's a community here. You can't do it alone. And as much as we are seeing this campaign gain grounds also nationally, it means that it's an opportunity then for people to connect, for mentors to come around, come through, and also link with young people that are also in this academic space.
Definitely, very powerful, Katlego. And I think even thinking about mentorship, it manifests differently right other people. For me, Prof started being my mentor from the very first day I had her speak. She was the president of convocation then at Wits University. She was giving a farewell message to the alumni. For the first time at university then, for me, I was hearing a black person from South Africa speaking in front of me at the level of authority. And I was like, there's someone like me doing it. Do you hear what I'm saying? It was the most powerful experience. And she was, of course, not just speaking. She was igniting so much hope to us. And she was saying, we must go out to the world and be great and be fabulous. So from that day, I went and Googled her. Akira, now university had taught me how to use Google and research. And then I followed her in different social media platforms. You have Instagram, Fab Academic. Those are her handles. Or Prof. Or Kheti Pakeng, Mamu Kheti Pakeng. You search her, you find her. So I started following her when she was, so I think I'm just giving context to the mentorship idea. Even though I didn't have physical access to her personally, I was reading the stories she was writing on a daily basis. You know, if she was on radio or TV, I was watching, to a point where I had an opportunity to meet up with her in some events. And then I was intentional about it. I wanted her to be my mentor. So I approached her, and after a few attempts, she said yes, right? But I think beyond my own personal mentorship with her, what I would say is that when people write and share their stories, other people can connect. You can get to learn that, oh, this is a person with the same research interest as me. This is the same person with a same academic background with me, that we can possibly collaborate on projects, on research, and on many other things. So it does so much for South Africa, for the world. Other people in certain villages or communities can get to learn about people doing great things. From just the online space, because other people share other people's stories. So, and then people learn from that. So it's very powerful, and technology creates, digital technologies create that space for mentorship to be initiated, but much more so to be a flowing thing, and for people to be connected with similar interests who are willing to share positivity, hope, inspire confidence in people's lives. So it's very exciting and powerful, and it leads to positive change.
Yeah, I wanted to also just check in with you around the issue of the unemployed youth, right? In the country, we have just a lot of young people that are discouraged right now. We saw the numbers coming out as well from the Statistician General, but just still not where one would want us to be as a country. Looking at a lot of young people that are still looking for job opportunities to join the labor market. Some of those people are graduates, Mafule, and they are discouraged. They're sitting at home and they're looking for jobs, but nothing is forthcoming. What does this campaign say, to those people? Do we see this campaign coming through to just help us, come through with solutions, just to encourage young people to, adapt a mentality of alternatives if maybe what you had wanted is not working or coming through? How does this campaign come through as a solution maker?
Thank you. Thank you so very much, Katlego. So to your question, right, this campaign is there for people to share their stories. So there are people, for example, who share stories in terms of how they moved from the space of higher education to become entrepreneurs, right? And those stories are stories that other people who are unemployed can draw inspiration and know that just education is not just a way for you to look for jobs, but it can prepare you to become an entrepreneur, among other things. So I think it will be some kind of a reminder that there are alternatives, because it's not just one person sharing a single perspective, but diverse, vast experiences of people. For example, I'll share with you that it was, I also share on my Make Education Fashionable a story that I learned through most interactions at university to write, and after writing I connected with people who then would become my publishers. I at university I met people who got parents of my kids, business partners in many instances, and mentors and so on. So we share those stories so that people know that it is not just for them to look for jobs, but also to tackle the complexities of the challenges that we are having, and you're saying, to create alternatives. Because really the whole goal of education is not only to get people employed, it is to enable people to be anything and everything they can be. It's in Ma Prof Pagang's words, it is an enabler. It enables you. It creates opportunities for you to be anything really. And I think that's the perspective at the very least from the campaign. It is to spark something in people's minds and hearts. Campaigns, they push towards something. And I think it started in 2015, but I think in my thinking, as it goes, it will be something so powerful for the nation, right? We don't know now, and I can't, because the major proponent is Prof. Paking. She's the vision bearer around it. But I think I've drank from the well of wisdom she has shared with me over the years. And I think over time she will help give the campaign direction in terms of what other things she can do around it. But I think there's so much hope in terms of what it does just through the storytelling, just the mere fact that we're getting people to tell stories, which is who we used to, we are just adopting new ways of doing it. But if you check in the context of Black community in the past, knowledge was passed through storytelling, through poem, through songs, through folklore, and many other ways of engaging. And now we are doing it where? On social media.
Yeah, social media,
And
and
community.
it's just one of those corners, right? And platforms where we know very well that young people are there. So this is where you find them. This is where you encourage them as well to use these tools responsibly to the advantage of not themselves but also other people that might want to tap into their story. Do we see them rallying behind the hashtag? Do we see young people telling their stories? Do we see people not shy to say that I come from a one-room house, but in the deep rural areas, and then this is where you find me. I am now in Cape Town. I am, I have bought my first apartment, I've graduated, and the likes. Do we see young people, telling off all of those stories, the hardships and the likes? Do we see young people also talking about also how easy it was for them as well to maybe, go into it to say, at least I found myself. Maybe going through but just a scholarship or using some sort of a trust fund that came through from my parents, and I want to also better position myself so that when I now I'm working, I want to find myself maybe opening a trust fund for my young one. Do we see those stories coming through from young people, Mafude?
Definitely, definitely, my brother. So many of them, and I'm excited and looking forward to the 2nd of December, hoping that you would realize that some of the recent graduates didn't have a lot of opportunities to celebrate because they didn't graduate in
Graduate
the
and the
hall
likes, yes.
because of the conditions we found ourselves in the country. So I'm hoping that we will learn more about their stories, But even if you look back in the history of the campaign, you will read so many inspirational and powerful stories, Even closer to home, my story as an example, like as someone who grew up in a remote village in Thabamchira Masemola in Limpopo, South Africa, right? No one would have ever convinced me that at some point in my life, I will make it to the first operational land grant university of American people, having graduated 3 times from VETS, to become the first African to teach at the Staley School of Leadership Studies at Kansas State University, right? I'm sharing that with you today, that I made it there because someone like Prof was there to inspire me. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's the story that I share, and that's this. And there are many other stories, but I can't speak about those stories because I don't want to misrepresent them.
Yeah.
The best I can do is to share my own, you know? And there are many. So I'm just giving one account of the stories. When, if you follow the, and I do encourage everyone to follow the campaign, you will see. And I hope maybe there could be a few other stories that interest you, and maybe some of the people could reflect further about those things, even with us, in terms of how the campaign went and what the numbers look like quantitatively and qualitatively. But many people are jaw-dropping there, you know, because of the stories that are being read. And I think for me, this is one, by far, this is one of the most biggest and powerful positive campaign around education.
We need that. I mean, we need that right now, especially when people are discouraged, people are dropping out, and the likes. We need people that would really, you know, fuel that fire within us to say that even when you have graduated and then you are qualified, and like I am a journalist, you can also just go and continue, you know, become something.
Yes.
Always just challenge yourself to become a better version. Just a better version of yourself. I wanted to find out that on the 2nd of December, that will be just in 2 days to come, on Friday, what are we expecting to see? Are we expecting to, you know, right from midnight around this time to start seeing people field their stories? How can people also form part of this campaign on the 2nd of December? Are we supposed to wear our, you know, our graduation regalias? How is this you know, campaign expected to take shape, you know, on the 2nd of December, just in closing?
Indeed. Thank you so very much, Katlego. Very important. So in terms of how this campaign manifests, so it manifests virtually online.
Mm.
So normally when people graduate, they take pictures. And then we are encouraging them to use those pictures of their graduations. It could be the formal or informal ones, the high profile pictures or the ones they took with their phones, to post them wherever and on every social media platform, to be more specific, on your LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and or TikTok, or using some videos. So we want people to be creative. We want them to use pictures. We want them to post the stories, and with those pictures, we want them to create videos, right?
Mm.
And they can post from 1 minute past 12 a.m. on the 2nd of December, and tag FAB Academic on the so that we can see who's saying who. And also they should use the hashtag #MakeEgEducation fashionable, so that everyone who's not even posting, they can just check who has posted and what they are saying and what are the stories of people. And I think we have an opportunity to change the course of history using these stories.
You know, we really can't wait to form part and to join in on the 2nd. It doesn't matter when you have graduated. You might have graduated about 30 years ago, right, Mafule? But you can still join in where this campaign is concerned. And you don't even have to feel the pressure of having a high-quality picture, as long as it's something that tells a story, right? It basically shows you, usale skinny, just that young boy. You can just throw it there. It won't make fun of you. We'll just be inspired by the fact that you've come so far. You know, I often bump into people and they're like, you've gained so much weight. And I'm like, guys, Godile man, you know, I've come
We are
so
making
far.
progress.
Yeah, so it's that. So let's rally behind this campaign on the 2nd of December. And of course, just make sure that we tag the professor there at FAB Academic, Mamokgethi Phakeng. She's the pioneer of this campaign. Make sure that you use the hashtag Make Education Fashionable. This is the hashtag that will be trending on the 2nd of December. But I guess also, Mafule, it's something that is continuous throughout the year in terms of just those inspirational stories coming out. It's just that now on the 2nd, all of this will be streamlined.
Definitely, yes. So this is continuous through the work that Prof. Phakeng does through her foundation, Adopt the Learner Foundation, but also many other initiatives. She speaks across the world, but I think this is just a campaign dedicated to include everyone and from anywhere. So it's an opportunity, and I appreciate the fact that you are saying people should feel free to use whichever picture, and they should, you know, embrace their story, how it is, you know. Even if the picture is old, is not clear, people are not auditioning.
There's a story there, you know.
Yes,
I mean.
We are not looking for the best of pictures. We are not looking for the longest of stories or the shortest stories. We are looking for stories.
All right.
And every story matters.
All right.
Thank
you so Mafule, thank you very much for your time. Mafule is, of course, an ambassador for the hashtag Make Education Fashionable campaign, a creative writer, a thinker, a leader, a researcher, an activist, a revolutionary, a lover, an aspiring singer. And of course, you can find him at Mafule underscore at Moswane underscore Mafule, or of course, where he actually operates on a daily there. This is the Faculty of Best Advisory. Mafule, thank you for your time.
Thank you so very much, Katlego, for the opportunity and moment to serve and lead. I truly appreciate any moment that I have to engage with you, and all the best to everyone. And let's meet online on the 2nd of December.
I was about to say that. Let's meet online under the hashtag Make Education Fashionable. But we'll touch base soon also around the work that you do under the Faculty of Best Advisory.
Always a pleasure. Always willing to come serve.
Awesome, man. Mafule Moswane coming through there.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.